sudden to hear that he's in the hospital, you know, so you might say, well, he just suddenly
got sick.
And you might, if you your mother might tell you, well, don't sit in that wind because you'll
catch the draft or something.
And you might get a cold and affect your voice. You say,
of course.
Yeah. And you might give you a little
cough.
Yeah. You might say, well, I'm feeling, I better go to bed now. I'm feeling just a little
tired.
Yeah. Okay.
Sleepy.
Yeah. And you say, if you're staying with your grandmother, you say at 5:30 a.m. I'll
get up.
Yeah. Or she might say, well, so and so's still sleeping, you better go.
Get him up.
What time do you have left?
Oh, it's 10 to you. 10 after.
10 after 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I guess we do just a couple more words.
Okay.
Okay, now, the parts of take. See, yesterday I
took.
I have.
Taken.
And I will.
Take.
Okay. And the person who can't hear anything at all, you say he's stoned.
Deaf.
And say your brother was out working in the yard, you might come in, take off his shirt, and say, real hot and everything, wet, take off his wet shirt, say, look how I
sweated today.
And a discharging sore that, you know, comes to a head there.
Bump.
Yeah, or
pimple.
Now, is that the same as a boil, or is that different?
It's different.
What's a boil like?
I've never had many of them. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. What about that? When a boil opens up, that inside, that stuff inside of it, any name for that?
I like icky stuff.
Okay. And get the parts of swell here. Yesterday, my hand
swollen.
And it has
swollen.
And it will
swell.
Some of them, when you're thinking about it, they're hard to say.
But when you say natural,
they never cause you real trouble. That doesn't. We were laughing last night. Asked Leanne the parts of brain. She said, brain. she was just, what happened? She had said three before that. They rhymed with that. And we just kept, cracked up. In a blister, that's the liquid in a blister that comes out when you stick a pin in it is what? Just
is the pus. Is that what you're trying to get me say?
Mm-hmm. And if you were shot in a war, you had to have a doctor take a look at the
wound.
Yeah, you got to really know this or not, the kind of skin that grows up around the wound that has to be burned. You ever heard any of them talk about granddaddy, maybe talk about proud flesh?
Mm-mm.
And what about the, if you cut your finger or something, you might put on red or brown stuff.
Band-aid.
Yeah, or a little liquid, brown liquid to keep infection off.
Turpentine, peroxide.
Anything else you might use?
Alcohol.
Okay. Ever use iodine?
Yes, sometimes.
See, what about stuff you might have, maybe your grandfather had to take for malaria, was white powder kind of stuff. I don't know how to ask this. Do you know what quinine is?
Mm-mm.
Okay, good enough. Oh, yeah, and if someone is shot and doesn't recover, you say he did what?
He died.
Yeah. And you might say, well, he's been dead a week, but they still don't know what he died.
Off.
Yeah. And the place they were buried would be the
grave. Cemetery.
Yeah. What if it's privately owned, real small one of the church? Would you still call that a cemetery or something else?
Graveyard? No, you still call it a cemetery.
And the box that they would put you in would be the
casket.